Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution! Brought to you by GhostBed.com! Reuben Schneider is back, first in the room. He's got his Chinese spyware working wherever he is. Somebody's got to beat him. All right, somebody's got to take Reuben down. He's gaining too much power on our live shows on YouTube every Tuesday and Thursday. Click that bell up in the corner. It might be that one. And then turn on your notifications on your phone when we go live, and then maybe you can beat Reuben Schneider. But today he's back. All right?
Yeah.
He's back. He's in a cave.
He's back. He's drunk on power.
Chinese spyware. China. I know what Rubes is doing, okay? I know what Rubes is doing.
Right.
I feel good today, Javes. I feel...
Do you, spry?
Man. I had a monster workout this morning.
Did you?
Knowing that I'm probably going to have to beat to death an old lady or a child tomorrow. And I needed that extra strength.
Biceps?
I never do I only do arms once a week. Just once a week. There's things that you're born with that are God-given that are unexplainable, right?
Mm-hmm.
Minor arms. Delco,
sure.
Clearly is quads, right? No
and
man works
tuchus,
out quads.
And a tuchus.
Exactly. But that's God-given stuff. Yours? Dad ass, girl. I mean, that you cannot... Well, you can buy it, but it's not going to look great later on. Right. It is a gift.
Sure.
It is my favorite in this country.
We still need to work at it, but I've not been
to the Ukraine yet, but I heard they got some great asses over there. So I'm not sure, but as far as America goes, best in the biz.
Are they big in Ukraine? Like a
Don't
big
know.
Butt?
Not sure.
I think they're good, but small and firm.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Either way, there's something that we're all blessed with, and then there's other things that we're not blessed with, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, just not. And nothing we can do about that. But now today was chest and shoulders. It's for the reaching, stretching, and then the elbows that I have to deliver tomorrow in Arlington, Texas. By the way, if there's anybody out there who wants to join us, feel free. I know a lot of podcast hosts wouldn't do this, especially with shows like around this size. But we don't give a shit. We're in section 31, row 5, seats 21 and 22 in Arlington tomorrow for the 3 o'clock game, hopefully to catch Aaron Judge's last home run, which will be worth millions of dollars. Join us if you're there, and we'll just rage with you all game, and it'll be fun.
You're about to get Roscoe chicken and waffled.
No.
And oh, here, yeah. You just doxed yourself.
Hang
dude.
On. Here's why. So at these games, I don't know if you guys know this or remember it from the last home run chases, they do put extra security in the outfield at all these events specifically for this reason. And then usually the person who catches it, they pull you out of the stadium.
Oh.
Either put you in a suite if you want that or if you want to do a press conference afterwards, or you can just leave. Because the guy at Yankee Stadium, Bob, can you pull up the guy who caught 61? I'm sorry, 60. He got the life beat out of him. And there was a scrum, Jabes. There was a scrum on this guy. Chatted about this a little bit yesterday on Drinking Bros, but I don't think we showed 60. Because 60, I mean, people started diving from like 5 rows over. And it looked like just a stack of bodies this
high.
That
doesn't seem fair.
Well, everybody's going for it, right?
I know, but like it's clearly going to one person.
Right.
So you're just hoping that it like they drop it and then you can grab it from the ground or something?
Has it ever happened to you?
That I what?
You caught a foul ball at a baseball game or anything or were close to it?
No.
Okay, so I have. And here's what happens. It is chaos. And I think that the third time I caught a foul ball, Jabes.
Mm-hmm.
No, I actually will go back to when I was a kid.
Oh, please.
Bob, you'll love
make
this
it
one.
Longer.
Bob will love this one. You're a Yankees fan. What do you care? No?
Yeah, go ahead. No, I want to hear about your fun that you had at the Yankees.
Yeah, it wasn't at the Yankees game, dude.
Okay, then what are you...
First one was a child. Bob, this is for you. Dale Murphy. Dale Murphy was the one, hit it behind the home plate. Mm-hmm. I jumped over a row. There was an empty row in front of me as a child. Got on the ball, and it was fine. There was only one person who was beating the shit out of me, and it was a woman who was probably late 70s. I'm not kidding. Finally, I just screamed out, I'm a little kid, let me go, you know? And she was like, oh, my God. And then people started to freak out in the section. That was over a foul ball from an awful team that had nothing. There was no records, no nothing.
Right.
Weren't close to anything. It was maybe 10,000 people at that game, tops. Like, so imagine a ball worth $1 million. There it is. Bob, play this footage here for Jesse to see what kind of chaos this is. Now, this is at the Yankees game.
This is the homer that tied Babe Ruth.
Okay.
Yes.
Like, what is the person that jumped on the top of the pile doing? Like,
you're hoping the ball's going to squirt out.
I mean...
You're hoping the ball's going to squirt out.
And you're going to feel good about that? You're going to feel good about having...
$1 million?
I just...
We've had people on this show and on Drinking Bros say that they'd get shit in their mouth. Like, they would allow another human to shit in their mouth for 50 grand. Yeah, for $1 million? Yes, you take that dive.
I've just seen in my lifetime... Not in my lifetime, but definitely... in my life, seen the shame of something that happened in these moments never leave you. Like, I've seen, like, let's say the Cubs guy, right? Headphone Cubs guy.
Well, he Bartman. He dropped
I'm just
the
saying,
ball, though.
But, like...
He dropped it. That's the difference.
Well, yeah, but he, like, you know...
He caused the...
He caused the... Exactly. Yeah. Like allegedly. He overreached, right?
He would have got that ball.
But, like, you know...
Moises Alou would have got that ball.
I'm just saying. Like, yeah. I've seen... And baseball in particular more than any other sport.
Yeah.
I've seen, like, the shame of something.
Yep. Yep.
Never... I mean, you cannot even walk outside your house.
Well, look. A home run ball is a home run ball, okay?
Sure. How you get it, I mean, that's... It used to be a little less...
Mm. Millions of dollars on the line, Javes. I don't know what you're thinking.
Saying back in the day, you fucking catch the thing, whatever. Like,
if I call you tomorrow from the game and I said, "Hey, I caught the ball and it's worth $2 million," what's your response going to be?
Did you beat up a woman or a child to get it?
Probably both. And would you $2 million? Would you care?
Bump it to three. I'm okay with it.
They might.
Bump
the other
it
one
to
went
three,
to
I'm
three.
Okay.
The McGuire one went to three.
It'd just be a.
They're not gonna. If you're an old lady or a child in that outfield,
right?
They shouldn't be there.
Okay.
They shouldn't be there.
No, it's a war zone.
It is, especially like a home run derby.
Yeah.
Now, cut to I'm an adult. I'm living in LA, and I go to an Angels game. Now, this one was sold out, and the Angels were really good. And I was sitting on the first base line. Jim Edmonds hit a foul ball, and I beefed it. So it was the only time I left my glove in my car, and I was like,
Oh, you're bringing your glove?
I always bring my glove. Every game I go to, I bring a glove, for sure. For sure.
Okay.
You would go barehanded?
If I'm sitting, like, behind...
Why?
I'm not bringing a glove to a game. I'm a fucking adult.
No, dude.
I would bring it in if I was in a certain section. Yes, I would.
Have you ever...
But, like, not...
Has a foul ball ever hit your bare hand at a game?
I've caught a puck with my bare hands.
So have I. Well, my child did, actually. He was with me, but he picked it up off the floor, right?
No, I caught it in the air.
Okay, you caught it in the air. How fast was it going, do you think?
It was flopping. It wasn't fast.
Okay. So at this Angels game, left the glove in the car, and I said to myself, I was like, man, it was too far at that point. You know that point where you've just gone too far and you're like, I'm not going back for whatever that is.
Sure.
Unless it's an ID or a credit card.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm not going back for that, right?
Yeah, you're like, I'll barehand it if I have to.
No lie. The person I was with, I was like, what are the chances anyways? Who cares? Cut to third inning. Boom, the ball's hit. And I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is coming right to me. I didn't have to move. I mean, it came directly to me. Tried to barehand it. It hit my hand so hard, I thought I broke a finger, and then it bounced up, and I was like, oh, shit. Now I'm going to be the jackass who didn't catch the ball, and they're going to show the thing, and it's going to be embarrassing for me on the big screen.
Sure.
Well, it bounced up two rows. I dove back, and it was just a sea of, like, 100 arms.
Uh-huh.
It was bouncing around like hungry hippos for, like, for a split second, I just saw it clean, and I just snatched it, and it was mine.
Oh,
and I had
it. Redemption.
But it was this close to being a complete failure and something that would haunt my dreams for the rest of my life.
Right.
And I think that's what we're all trying to avoid.
I've seen grown men catch the ball with one hand with a baby in the other hand.
You sure have. And that's possible if nobody's around you. Now, the problem is everybody is rushing in usually, and it's really, really tough. So, yeah, I'm bringing the glove.
And again,
for that much money, I'm bringing the glove.
I'll say it again.
And have fun.
Yeah.
I'll say it again.
Sure.
I don't want any free handouts. If I catch that ball, I'm throwing it back. I don't want the money. I want to work. I want to work for it. I want to earn it. I want to grind.
I love that. I think D'Anthony said the same thing.
Who did?
Yeah, bullshit, guys.
Yeah, you're all lying. You're all lying.
I mean bullshit.
Yep, absolutely.
No, rise and grind, baby.
No,
not one. Shut the fuck up. You invest in crypto.
Yeah, dude. You're the first one.
You invest in crypto.
Who's going to get money and leave. Like, we will never see, hear from you again. Your number will be changed within an hour. You'll be gone.
If you didn't have money in crypto, I would say, yeah, I would believe you. But, like, you got to, do you know what I mean? You got to offset at this point, and you got to take whatever.
Well, I was paying my taxes, but that's clearly not going well.
No, dude, it's not. And if Kim Kardashian's any living proof, crypto's not going well either. She's got fined by the SEC yesterday for $1.26 million. Is not allowed to trade, sell, talk about, or promote crypto on any of her social media platforms after that. And we found out the big lie that we all knew all along. If you post a story for Kim Kardashian with her amount of followers, you get $250,000.
That's easy.
Right. And it's a 24-hour story.
Her fine was literally nothing.
$1.26 million.
And also, oh, I can't invest in crypto? Boo-hoo. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's no consequence.
I just got to say, Matt Damon, you're on notice.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, right? Yeah. But, you know, that was a commercial. You can, like, I guess we just have to assume that he was paid for it, right? But the way that she did it is made it seem like she was at a party with, like, very, you know, rich, exclusive people, and that she overheard this, this, and this, and I just wanted to let you guys know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm, like, telling you right now, I'm at the party. I just talked to them. Do this.
Yeah.
So it was a little bit weird. Had it been an obvious commercial type thing or whatever, I don't know if she would be in as much trouble. But
I agree. And like, even with the products we sell on this show, at least we vet. We like them. We use them. We do all the cool shit with them.
Well, we say the word sponsors, and that's literally like all you know, you have.
But that's who pays for the show to be on the air.
That's what
we've always been honest about it, and we actually use them, so it's fine.
So on Instagram, with anything, you have to kind of say, you know, paid partnership with.
Yeah.
Just so that you aren't liable for any, you know what I mean?
Like, Yeah. When you watch the YouTube video, it says paid partnership.
Right,
it.
And she didn't do that.
Got it. Because we had one of our listeners at the live show in Tennessee, in Knoxville, come up to us, and he goes, hey, dude, I really appreciated that summer, I guess it was last summer, I think, where you guys did the AMC thing and how honest you were about it, of like what you bought in at, what you sold at, mm-hmm. and then what you did with the money. Because everybody thought it was hilarious that we just went to that Floyd Mayweather Logan Paul fight and sat ringside with Chuck Liddell, and it was like, yeah, it's supposed to be a fun thing. Like, we're not real finance people or any of that bullshit.
Right,
like,
right.
And it was a fun thing to do and at least follow for the summer when there was nothing really going on.
Mm-hmm.
And Kim Kardashian definitely wasn't doing that.
No, and look, by the way, this lawsuit or whatever is only for the dummies that don't think that everything she does is a promotion.
It is.
There's no way that she doesn't just wake up and post a picture of her coffee without getting fucking paid for it.
100%.
So, I mean, if you don't know that, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
You know, she was fined $1 million and can't invest in crypto. So her life is ruined.
Her net worth right,
her
now,
life is ruined.
Right now is $1.8 billion. So I think she's fine on that. That's a $1 million fine. I think she's good on that. She'll be all right. The one who's not going to be all right is this 10-year-old art phenom in, what is it? Is it Southern California?
I'm sure it is.
This kid is selling paintings for $150,000 a piece already.
Okay.
They did a thing of him, and it's like, oh, my God, of course, dude. How'd you like to be 10 years old and already just over life like this, just bored with life?
What's his name?
Just a depressed artist already at 10 years old.
Andres Valencia.
Andres. I knew it was something like that. Or
the artwork is
Pierre.
Dope, by the way. But at 10 years old.
That's pretty good for 10.
It is. Pretty good for anyone right now, to be honest with you. I mean, pop it up. The kid's pretty talented.
Questions. I have my questions.
So did I.
I think it's his dad.
But the kid's pretty talented.
I need to see like a video from beginning to end of him painting these. Because I've been duped before.
Look him up on Instagram. Is it on Instagram, Bob? What's this kid's name?
Andres Valencia.
All right. Valencia.
And by the way, young for Instagram.
You what?
He can't be on Instagram.
No, if your dad does it for you, then you can.
Oh, dad paints this stuff for you? I think you can be
Have you guys secured your kids' handles?
I did, and then one of them got taken down. So Instagram has an age thing, and they were like, how old are you? And I put it in as my kid's age and not my age because it was his account, and I don't want to deal with that later on of like, you know, oh, what's your passcode? And then you have to have your dad's stuff the rest of your life. And I was so pissed because I posted for 6 years. It was on private. It was just for
Did they
us
get
and
rid
family.
Of all those pictures?
Yes, they deleted the whole account. And but they left Jagger's up. And so I put in my birthday point. Okay. So they left his up. And like Instagram, all these sites fucking suck, dude. And I hope they're gone by the time my kids get older. Nothing would make me happier if Facebook went down, Instagram went down, and Twitter was just deleted. That would be great. TikTok, fine.
No.
Have fun.
No,
TikTok's
it all needs
the
to go
worst
away.
Of it.
TikTok's the best.
It's the best.
TikTok is the most addictive and also controlled by the Chinese government.
Yeah, we're all controlled by the Chinese government, whether or not we want to believe it or not, okay? Bob, we got an Instagram video of this kid painting. What is he doing over there? What's the kid
doing?
I'll
only find his Instagram, but I was just showing his art.
He's got to have an Instagram, right? Because there's got to be one of those start-to-finish videos. I'm with you. If
I just want to see that his process.
He actually does it.
Yeah, I just want to see his process.
He does have an Instagram.
Sure does.
126K followers. Okay. And yeah, here's some.
There we go.
Wow.
I knew it. Look at that.
Who made that outline?
Fucker.
Who made that outline?
Just want to know. Because like 10, you can color in the lines for sure. Yeah, I need to see him drawing that outline. Delco, you're absolutely fucking right, dude.
I've been burned before.
Yeah,
I have been burned by a kid artist before.
A child artist too.
I think we've done a story. It was a really, really long time ago, but I think we've done.
But we didn't get burned by that kid. The kid was fine. They did a 60 Minutes piece on him.
But I think like it was so, okay.
Yeah, you're good. Why do you hate 10-year-olds today?
Wasn't it?
You're in a mood today, Jace.
Today.
What is
really
going
am.
On?
I yeah. really am.
Yeah.
What do you mean today?
We don't have a 10-year-old.
I don't like 10-year-olds.
Okay. But look, that kid's still going over there. I'm looking at it right now. Look at that. That's pretty detailed.
He's coloring the lines. That's all I'm going to say. Like, I need...
Well, now he's inventing new ones on this tuxedo
jacket. Getting some shade.
He's doing shading.
Yeah.
He's doing shading.
I'm assuming this kid's probably doing this. This is pretty detailed.
I don't know.
Here you go. Here's him drawing the outline.
Let's see. There we go. There's the outline.
Bob, why'd you say it? Bob, why'd you say it like that?
Because both of you guys are just... Because
he's always been a fan of this guy since day one.
Andres kind of speaks to me.
It sure does. And I wish he spoke to you guys.
Okay, fine. He's doing the outline.
Maybe open up your heart.
Let's see it.
Open up your heart. Oh, boy.
I don't know if like maybe there's like... There was like a little like trace. He's like tracing something or...
Right.
Oh, boy.
He could be tracing.
He could be tracing.
He almost certainly probably is tracing like pencil.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like you do the pencil first. Then
you don't just draw.
With marker.
With marker out of nowhere, perfect like that.
No.
That's not how art works.
Oh, boy. The two of you guys, dude. Jesus Christ.
Oh, what? Because we just want to discredit anything we see on the internet? Sorry about it.
The footage could be doctored.
Sure. Sure.
This is Photoshop.
No, probably.
That's a bridge too far, but I will say there may be some pencil there, right, Bob?
I mean, you guys are this close.
So now I need to see
9/11 was an inside job.
Now I need to see him doing the pencil part.
You guys should watch Loose Change. Watch Loose Change and then tell me your feelings.
9/11 was for sure an outside job. Me and Bob have always said that.
Yeah.
It's an outside job.
Okay.
I scream that at the table every Thanksgiving.
Yep.
Yeah.
I get pretty drunk and I scream 9/11 was an outside job.
Was an outside job.
But I just like how bored this kid is, and like he's gonna be over life at what, 21? I mean, he's over life now already at 10. I think what he probably offs himself at 26, 27.
He's gonna live like a really decadent libertine lifestyle. You know what I mean? Like, just you know, like, like he'll be like, he'll just have like a detached look as he is in the middle of an orgy at 17. You know?
He's already got like a 19-year-old girlfriend at this point.
Yeah, probably. Like nothing's going to impress him at like 12.
No.
It's going to be like,
Gross.
You know, like the nicest restaurant. Like, okay.
Yeah. Lobster again.
Yeah. Mummy.
Gross. Yeah.
Mummy.
Lobster again. Great. And then I'll go home and paint a sad lobster dying.
Right.
Like an axe right above its head. Get ready to chop off the head.
I actually think he's probably going to take a break next year for his mental health.
Well, you have to these days, right?
Do you know what I mean?
Because that's next. It's a mental break, mental health. And then he'll come back in 5 years, and he'll be painting in the south of France, rich as fuck.
Right.
Good for this kid, though. You know? That's amazing.
Exactly. I mean, it's good. Mm-hmm. I would put
I'm not going to hate on the actual paintings. They're
no,
solid.
No, for sure.
Yeah, they are good. Yeah. They are good.
If he did them.
I just have questions.
Boy, both you guys do. It's wild.
The paintings are great if...
Okay. So you want to, like,
if he did, I just want an interview of how he comes up, the process, how he comes up with his ideas, concepts,
well,
without 10. The dad around.
He's 10, so he's probably like, well, you know, on the bus today, I saw this.
And I decided to make an abstract version of
it's sort what's of just, going on inside of his mind.
Just this is just some Picasso shit, really.
Yeah,
like,
dude.
He literally just has seen Picasso before.
Right.
So what? You know?
And he's like, I can do this. This is easy. Like, see, like, look, this painting.
This is kid shit.
He's
right?
like, yeah, I can do this. What you can't do, what he can't do, is what he's looking at here. Yeah, let's look at what you definitely cannot do.
Yeah. Like, look, he's, look though, Bob. He's sketching.
He's taking notes.
He's
got his pencil.
He's sketching.
No, he's sketching something.
And I think, I'm guessing, guys, he's going to do an abstract.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, no, wait.
No, that was still kind of still cartoony.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, that's his style.
He's got to put his own spin on it.
Yes, that's his style. Why would you take this away from this kid?
Because it's no longer Picasso's.
Yeah, it is. It's his own. It's inside of his head, and he's sharing his gifts with the world.
Oh, okay.
And you want to pull your pants down and shit all over this kid's paintings. It's nuts to me.
I do want to shit on these types of... I actually like this art better than classical Renaissance art.
Sure.
But this is like a billion times more impressive than anything Picasso did.
It's more impressive. Do I want it on my wall? No. Right. But it's more impressive as far as like how hard it is to do.
Holly Make brings things... up a good point in the chat.
Okay.
What if this is just Picasso reincarnated? What if he just came back as a 10-year-old child?
Honestly, Picasso was breeding for so long, this might be Picasso's kid.
Lineage. Genetics. There's probably some little...
Whoopsies.
Yeah, there's probably a part. He's probably part Picasso. Is
whoopsies.
That what you're saying?
We got some breaking news here.
What?
Sorry. Tom Brady and Giselle have hired divorce attorneys, according to the New York Post.
I was going
to
bring that up.
Is that breaking news? Is that right?
Wow.
Like 54 minutes ago, yeah.
Is it because he lost to the Chiefs on Sunday?
No.
I mean, it was a bad loss. She probably looked at that team and was like, they can't win another Super Bowl. I'm out of here.
No, it's because he punted on his family.
We're all
to play
Giselle
a meaningless
season.
Football season that he's not going to win a Super Bowl.
Giselle is our hero this season.
If they
were
healthy.
All taking a page out of her book and just being like, you know what? You know what? I've fucking done this shit for so long.
Yeah.
It's a no. Go also, wherever you need to go. Go whatever room you need to go. Go out of town. I don't give a shit. No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yes?
They're going to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
They might not.
Who else is in their division?
All they have
their
to do is get terrible. Healthy. Yeah, it's a terrible division. It's the Falcons, Carolina.
Yeah, Saints.
And the Saints.
They'll
all
make
awful.
It, though.
They're all awful.
They'll make it.
Someone's got to win that division, I guess.
Yes, and it'll be the Bucs.
And
if they get
the
healthy,
card.
If they get Godwin back and Julio Jones back healthy, they're fine. I think they're fine. The Chiefs are one of the best teams in the league, so I think they're fine. This sucks for him, though, because, I mean, you're in week 5 right now? Yeesh.
No.
Heart goes out to you, Tom. Tommy! You're doing something you love, and when you do something you love, you never work a day in your life. Do not let your wife take this away from you.
He might get alimony.
I'm glad you came back. Yes. He might get, I hope he files for spousal support because he's deserved it. He earned it. He did. I had to put up with that all day long. Ugh, gross. A supermodel walking through the house. undressed,
supporting him, raising his kids, going to the games,
being a ride or die,
not being thirsty about it, literally tweeting every once in a while when she like felt like she had to clap back a little bit.
You can't throw and catch the ball.
You can't. Remember that?
Iconic.
Iconic. Yep.
Iconic. Didn't want to be seen. She just wanted her avocado toast and her, you know, special milk or whatever. But like, I don't want the camera on me. I'm not going to fucking be dressed up. I'm like in the suite, hanging out, looking the other way. I think she's probably just like, are you sure you want to lose this? I'm going to give you another chance to figure this shit out. And he now, whereas before he was able to retire, he was going to have it all, and now he has a real big decision to make, and I wonder what's going to happen.
Sure does. Sure does.
I wonder.
I you play, Tom. Tom, you got 2 good years left, and you maybe 3. You keep on playing because you're going to regret it the rest of your life. You can always get another supermodel. Those are forever. Supermodels are forever, dude. Mm. You can always get another supermodel.
Yeah,
what you can't get back is the joy and the thrill of just throwing touchdowns, winning Super Bowls, being the greatest of all time.
Yeah,
he already
never
is.
Get that.
He already has it.
But just put it out of reach. After playing Mahomes, you look at Mahomes,
always,
you're like, Mahomes might win 7. Let's put this out of reach and go for that Ocho.
You can always get these years with your kids back. If there's anything I know, is that kids like will stay young and wait for you to be done with your bullshit. Well, that's all I know about. Yeah. They don't miss you. They're happy for you. They want dad to follow his dreams, no matter what it means for them.
Because if you don't, then you project those dreams onto your children, and they like really love that.
Yeah. And so I've never, you know, at the end of your life, when you're on the deathbed, I've never heard, I wish I would have spent more time with my kids. Do you know what I mean? It's always, I wanted that last fucking touchdown, right? So.
Yeah.
And I say good for him, and he's absolutely right. The kids will stay very young and wait for him to be done.
I'm sure. But they get to see their father play the game that he loves.
That is the only time that they get to spend with him is watching on the TV.
He has Tuesdays off. Okay. He has Tuesdays off.
But he's also, I think the real problem is he also like needs to be complete, like he, during his season, is completely focused, right? So then he doesn't go back and forth.
They're there. Yeah, they all live together. Now afterwards, yes, he did sign a $375 million deal to be a host at Fox. So he's going to be back on the road again for every game doing play by play.
All that's going to fucking shake out great.
I'm sure it will.
Yeah.
But it's you pretty much got to get out of here, Tom. So look, us men, we understand. It's a hard life out there. We got some more breaking news, which is super unusual here. Elon Musk went back to Twitter and offered to close the deal. Holy shit. That's crazy. They're in the middle of a lawsuit right now for $44 billion. And I guess he told his lawyers last night, go ahead and try to close this deal and let's try to get this done. This is fucking awesome if this actually happens, by the way.
Do we know what is the amount still the same?
Yep, still the same. $44 billion. Still on the table. And he could own Twitter within a matter of days, is what CNBC is reporting. Let's fucking go. I would love for my algorithm to return.
Right.
The only 5-day window I had where it was normal again was when he was going to buy the shit and then they had to pull everything. Watch those numbers go up, Daddy. I don't have to look for any more Occupy Democrats bullshit in my fucking feed. This would be awesome. Man, it would be even more awesome if he just deleted the entire app. Just was like, boop, and then just went back to doing whatever the fuck he does. That would be amazing. Holy shit. I wonder what happened. Some of those texts were coming out. We talked about it on Drinking Bros Fake News last week. Mm-hmm. Some texts came out later in the day about Joe Rogan. Who was the other? Jack Dorsey was in there who used to own Twitter. And I wonder if there was some other shit that could have shaken out during the lawsuit. Where it was like, instead of everybody combing through my personal shit, let's just go ahead and buy this and get the fuck out of here. Either way, it's great. Yeah. I hope this goes down. Because if it is, they're all fucked, and it's great for me. And that's really all I care about, you know?
Sure.
Is that. But that would be fun, right? Elon Musk owning Twitter?
I don't use Twitter.
Great. Great. What do you use? What do you want to, what do you, anything you want to chat about?
Nope.
Okay, great. Swell.
I don't use Twitter. I mean, I don't know. What's he going to do? We literally do not know what he's going to do with Twitter. Is he buying it to shut it down?
Nothing.
Or is he buying it to be the exact same? It's like not going to be the amazing thing that you want it to be.
Yes, it will.
Okay.
I'm telling you, all this algorithm shit will be done. It'll be fucking over with.
Hey, Jesse.
Okay.
All those blocks will be taken off the channel.
And you know what's over?
What's that?
Twitter. Twitter's done.
Why?
It blows.
It's still the best for news, and you can't argue about that. I hate it for everything else, but for breaking news, that is the very best. Sports highlights immediately. Anything that is little hurricanes, natural disasters, anything you need on the spot, it is the best for.
TikTok is kind of slowly replacing that. Bob, I don't want to get this number wrong. Can you look up what the youth uses TikTok for more than Google searches?
It's YouTube. It's TikTok.
But they actually are using that for information now. Mm-hmm. They don't Google search it anymore. They just TikTok search.
Yeah, I personally
that's
get
why
all my
TikTok
news from
is the most dangerous, is because people are actually getting their
news from TikTok.
From a girl making a video with the fucking, you know, green
and they
screen
think that's
background.
More accurate news.
Yes.
So, yeah, but go ahead, Bob.
According to Google, nearly 40% of Gen Z prefer to search on TikTok and Instagram over Google search and maps.
Wait, what's the number again?
40%.
40%. That's a pretty high number. But for take me for example, that hurricane hopped over Florida and then came up to North Carolina. First thing I checked was videos on Twitter, for example, of what was happening where we were and all that stuff.
Bob uses it.
Yeah. Do you use it for news, Bob?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's still my number one source of breaking news. But
TikTok?
No.
Twitter, right?
Twitter.
Yeah, Twitter.
I use
same.
TikTok just for dumb entertainment.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay. I have boots on the ground, so I get my news from the direct source.
Yeah, who is that?
I can't give away my sources.
Who's boots and what? Where are they? What ground?
Puss all over. Boots.
Sure.
I got a nice network.
They're not so
of
much
people.
Boots as high top Converse, but still boots.
Yeah, no socks. High top.
Yeah. But those
no socks.
Those Converse.
Actually, Jesse, it's
to the pavement.
It's an array of Doc Martens, just X's. In every city.
Give him some respect. He's a doctor. It's Dr. Martin. Okay.
But yeah, I don't know. When something, as you know, with me, and especially with Elon Musk, when something becomes too much of an enigma, too complicated, too, I don't know what the fuck this is, I've got to just walk away. I don't really know what his... I used to think he was a great troll. I used to think all these things. And then I don't really know anymore.
If you own Twitter, though, I'm just thinking of if this deal really does close in a few days, the implications this could have, because I'm not kidding. When he originally bought it for 5 days, all of us, and I had a meeting with Daily Wire that night, and they said the same thing. They were like, hey, dude, have you seen your numbers go up? I was like, yes, this is fucking insane. Okay. And they were like, this is what it used to be. And I was like, oh, yeah. And I was like, what happened? Do you think they took all the shit off the back end? I think why this could be even bigger, if this deal does close in a few days, like they said, and they're able to pull this off, midterms are coming up. That's one massive platform where you wouldn't be able to control the algorithm and put whatever fucking stories are on there. If he's able to get rid of the bots on there, I think that is a massive, massive win for the platform. I wonder how many users that would take away, and I wonder what your feed would look like.
How?
Probably a lot.
I mean, the more bots you take away, the more they'll make and get more sophisticated.
Yeah,
just double I'm not going to stop trolling on Twitter just because Elon Musk is there.
Right.
It's not that, but if you put something in place
again,
the back end.
Again, it's not that easy. It's not that easy.
Oh, where okay. But I mean, again, I know he's a genius. But I'm just wondering, what are the limits to
his stuff is for? That's what
genius.
All the annoying stuff you have to go through and what you hate about
right.
it
yes.
for is to reduce.
That. Also, what has he successfully completed, really?
What's that?
Whenever he has a venture that he always gets interested in,
uh-huh.
when does it ever usually go well?
I don't know. He sent something to space. How'd that work out?
There's usually
that,
blows up
I mean,
20 rockets before that, yes.
Is Tesla,
oh, my God,
is
dude.
Tesla not?
Before we went to the moon, NASA blew up fucking 800 rockets.
Just
and
asking.
A bunch of monkeys.
I don't think I've ever seen somebody over life like yourself. It is fucking insane. It is absolutely fucking insane. Like, are we really talking about Elon Musk? Like, not being able to, I don't know, PayPal, Tesla, electric cars, SpaceX, Tesla, I mean, fucking Twitter. How are the tunnels under? They didn't get the fucking funding for it.
Couldn't do it.
How's Jerry Brown doing with the fucking train from San Fran to L.A.? He couldn't do it. He's the goddamn governor.
Ross, I'll get.
Like, if you're saying you're trolling right now, I'm fine with it. Otherwise, like, that's fucking that's an insane statement to make.
He did a great job with the not a flamethrower.
That was awesome.
I loved that.
Small unit batch, though, kind of easy to produce. I feel like there were some models already floating around, you know.
Not a flamethrower. That's probably the most genius thing he's done.
It's the most easy.
Is Tesla not great? Is it not? I
mean, everyone loves Tesla. Everyone.
It just doesn't make money.
Okay.
It doesn't make money now.
I get that.
But it's the batteries for the future. That's all they really give a shit about.
The cars are dope. It just doesn't make money.
Tesla's really good at selling their energy credits to Ford and Chevy.
Yeah. And that's what the whole company was created for. Let's make a nice car, show everybody how it works, and then keep the fucking battery for everybody afterwards. And then they all get to buy it. I mean, that's pretty much what it is.
They're doing great things with engineering right now as far as like producing single units for a car, where they fuse a lot of the parts together and they're pressing those in these molds, which will save a lot of time on production. But, you know, if we want to get into the nitty gritty of what's going on.
No, for sure. But I mean, dude, to say that Elon Musk isn't doing cool shit, that's fucking retarded.
Well, he's not doing it, you know. He's just
God, dude.
Now they're fucking with you because...
I know, but it just sucks.
Because you're spitting fire
about... It just fucking sucks. Like, have you done one thing in this world that everybody recognized and was like, holy shit, you did this. Just this one thing. Just one. Whatever it is. That's how hard it is.
What do you mean?
I mean, that's how hard it is to create something that is around the world and be number one at it and the best. Like, fucking A, dude. That's crazy.
I know, but you also understand that there's a large group of people that, like, do not like Elon Musk.
I understand that.
Okay, so,
but
like,
to put it all together, like, I'm not a... Bezos wouldn't be my dude at a fucking wedding. I wouldn't bro out with him. I wouldn't do it, but you have to admire what he did.
What if he voted Republican?
I don't... Either way, I don't give a shit who he voted for. What Amazon is or Bezos is fucking impressive, and I think he's a dork. I don't want to hang out with him in real life, but you can't deny how great that guy is. Like, you can't.
He gets shit done.
Bill Gates fucked a bunch of miners, right? But you can't deny how great Bill Gates is. Like, there's just no denying it.
I really didn't like Windows 2000.
I know, Giorgio.
Yeah, we peaked at Windows 95.
Sure did.
You know, put some respect on 98.
Yeah.
Come on, we're just trying to
lighten up a little bit. What you're saying when you're forcing people to acknowledge that Elon Musk is the fucking shit is to deny that there are people that don't actually love what
he's
doing.
I never said that.
I'm just saying, but if there's someone that says, I'm not fucking into Elon Musk, like I don't love what he's doing, I don't like the way that he does it, you have to be able to be like, okay, I disagree with you.
But separate the art from the artist.
Like, but it's not.
We say that all the time. Separate the art from the artist.
You're not talking about Tom Hanks.
I'm making fun of the art. I'm not making fun of Elon. I'm making fun of the art. Look at the fucking robots he just put out. They suck.
We're not talking about Tom Hanks. You know, we're not talking about a universally beloved person. We're talking about someone that is very, you know, controversial, divisive, all of these things. Yes, there are things that he's done that hasn't worked. There's things that he has. He's kind of like on the brink of things kind of going, but not whatever. So you can't deny that. You can yell at people for having like a different opinion about Elon Musk, and you can still hold that opinion and be like, he's the fucking shit.
So you're going to deny
his
greatness.
But if you are not...
You personally are going to deny Elon Musk's greatness, how great he is and all the shit that he's done.
No, I think he's a genius.
Okay. What the fuck are we arguing about?
I'm talking about how you're spewing at somebody who just has a different opinion.
So you really
about
don't you
Elon
really
Musk.
Don't think Elon Musk is a genius. You think that it's just been magic that he's hired
what
millions
are we
of employees.
Doing?
Yeah, he's great at pump and dump schemes. Just
that's
fucking
it.
Over crypto.
And that's probably all he'll be remembered for is that. Because you sunk all your money into crypto like a fucking idiot, and now you don't have any. And it's like, oh, yeah, that's what he's fucking known for. Not one fucking prayer on this earth.
You know what the difference is? Like, he was saying something about Elon, and now you're saying something about him.
But
like, you need to fucking calm the fuck down. You need to calm down.
No, it's this is
he
what it is.
Say, he didn't say anything about you as a person. He was talking about Elon Musk, but, and now you're fucking going after him?
But what he's pissed off about is crypto, which he owns. He owns crypto. He doesn't own a Tesla. He owns crypto, and that's what he's saying. It's like, oh, man, I'm pissed off about his crypto moves.
This is podcasts, you know, and this is why we love them.
God damn it, dude.
It's real. Finish him. Because we don't censor. We don't stop the fight.
But having a conversation about the guy who created PayPal,
I
Tesla,
understand.
SpaceX.
I thought he was just a money guy in PayPal.
Yeah, he wasn't really.
Like he was a funder.
The dude.
I don't think he was coding.
Bob, get ready for your whole family to be fucking annihilated because you don't have the same feeling about Elon Musk.
It's not a feeling like, dude, it's one of the, I mean, this is fucking insane.
PayPal was one of the biggest coups in Silicon Valley. Like, they'll make movies about this. Like, it is legendary and historically known as this man came in and just took this company.
Would you switch places with Elon Musk? Any one of you three?
No, I want to earn it.
I will say,
he's like 20 years older than me.
I will say that he like.
I feel like my D's bigger.
Does his life not seem a little bit stressful because of all the different things that he has going on? And his mind must be, because I will say he is very, very smart, like insanely smart to be able to put certain
things
together.
Not to these guys. It's somebody else doing it.
Well, then who fucking cares? Don't be talking to them about it.
No, doesn't matter.
You're not fucking destroying people's lives because they don't feel the same way as Elon Musk. You can talk to me about it, but I'm just saying his life, if you were saying, would I trade? I'd trade the money, but his life seems very stressful to me.
Yeah, he got beat up by Amber Heard,
even the Tesla, even the Tesla ups and downs, the Grimes.
Sure.
Grimes is a scary person.
Yeah.
He's living at the factory.
Like, he's been with hot girls, but Grimes is scary looking.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you think or not?
She used to be hot. I don't know.
Okay, can we put up a picture of Grimes now? A little bit scary. I think she even got, like, some vampire teeth put in. It's, like, that kind of vibe. The Tesla ups and downs, like, that was very stressful. The fact that, like, he smokes weed on fucking Joe Rogan and his entire company is like
that's Giorgio's dream girl right there.
That's not how she looks now, guys.
That's
not how she looks now.
That was what, 2 years ago at the Met Gala?
I mean, she just came to the Moody Center, I think, recently.
Yeah,
I didn't see it.
I know. Look, she is still skinny and she is still young, but she looks scary to me, like a
she's
scary person.
Like, I mean, she looks like she's a Burning Man. Pop that pick up right
there.
That's the new pick.
Okay.
That'll play for most everybody. It's weird. You know, she's got some elf ears on for the concert and stuff.
I think there's
but
a teeth thing that's happening that scared me.
Not sure.
I'm like, Elon Musk, for me, is mostly like fine. Like, I just don't fucking care about him. But there's no way that Twitter is better or worse under Elon Musk. It'll just be a different type of toilet.
But it's also like, we'll see, right? Like, also, we'll see. If your numbers do go up, if you start seeing things you want to see, I mean, I don't know. If you start seeing things you don't want to see, would that mean that?
I already see things I don't want to see.
Same.
Yeah, but they do that to get you going, right?
Yeah, get me riled up.
So, like, is that going to stop?
It's just the people.
Because that's the whole model of
it. That's what I want pulled out of it. That's what my hopes and dreams are for Twitter, because I actually enjoy the platform for news, for conversation, for sports. If you pulled the other element out of it, then I would love the platform.
Dude, Twitter, it's just cable news now. It's the same thing. Whereas if you use it every day and you watch it like a lot every day, it'll rot your fucking brain. But if there's a hurricane or another outside job on...
Then we all come together and we're all on the same side,
then it's
right?
Or election night. Great,
sure.
Great for all those things.
Right.
But on a day-to-day basis, absolute fucking shithole.
Okay.
I don't think it's going to be any better. I don't know how it could be because... As bad as, like, the Twitter board and shit is, you know who really made Twitter awful? All of us.
Us.
All the users.
People.
The fucking people.
Were we forced to because of the people that are in our timeline? And that's what I want the answer to. I want the answer to that.
You may get that answer, but then
because there's
don't
so
know
much hatred in your feed every day that you're forced to respond to. Or not forced, but you do it and you're just like,
it gets you going.
Fuck this person.
Mm-hmm. There's the famous Ari Shaffir trial where he liked nothing but puppies for weeks on end. And then the algorithm eventually showed him nothing but puppies.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like he talked about it on Rogan. He did it for
is
like.
That,
they feed us.
Is that good or bad? Oh.
Man, no, I don't. I don't get anything that I want. Mine's all fucking crazy liberals in my. Yes, dude.
Because
it's endless.
Interacting with them.
I don't. I do not interact with them. So that I started blocking all of them.
That is what you want.
And then it got worse. So I started blocking and muting all of them, and then it just got worse for me. Right. So like mine, I'll tell you who mine is every single morning. Occupy Democrats, John Cooper, somebody like that. The Brooklyn Dad was in there for a while, and it became like whack-a-mole to me where like every morning I was trying to just block everybody, and I was like, well, shit, maybe that's what's causing more and more of these people to come into my feed.
Because you're blocking some.
Yes, and I just want those answers. That's it.
I don't know who any of those people are.
I just don't know if you're going to get those answers, right?
That is still taking an action on the post. So you might the algorithm.
Yeah.
And you got to think about this, too.
Even you blocking,
Twitter is the worst
tech. It's getting you. Do you know what I mean?
What's that?
Even you blocking it, it's seeing that you are doing something.
Potentially.
Right.
So it's like if you're just scrolling on by or if you're blocking people or whatever, I want all that gone. Then this was my biggest complaint with Facebook a few years ago, and then I just gave up, was you weren't seeing your friends listed in a row anymore as it was just going on live. And it was you were seeing posts from like 4 to 6 days ago, and then you accidentally like it, and then that person might think you're a psycho for digging through their feed and finding from something from 6 days ago. But then you're like, well, shit, I didn't do it. It was just in my feed right now. And you're like, fuck, man. Can we just go back to that? And then they don't do that anymore. And we showed that example yesterday on Drinking Bros where I made a comment on a Washington Post article about a vegan who lit himself on fire at a tennis match. And I said, let him burn. That's all I put in the comment was let him burn. If that's what he wanted, just let the guy burn. And now Facebook put a restriction on my account that says, hey, we're going to lower you in the feed for 20 days. So all of your posts are lowered on my personal page.
Right.
But even doing that, like, that means as a person, like, why am I so important that you give a shit that I'm going to be lowered into the feed? Like, what does that make any sense for?
I just think there were some monks who did that once upon a time. I can't really remember where it was, but kind of made it famous.
For what?
Burning themselves. It's kind of a touchy subject ever since then. I feel like
Vietnam monks.
Yeah,
and that's something really easy for, like, the AI
but that
and
guy,
algorithm.
This guy was a
out.
Pussy, though. He only lit his arm on fire. That guy went full gasoline over the 100%. Head. Yeah, this guy was a bitch.
This guy just lit his full arm on fire and then just stood there like sat there and like Indian style. Do you have a picture to show her?
Yeah,
of it?
Because
it's funny.
And why is I mean, I find it hard to believe you were the only person that said let him burn. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, dude.
Like you lit yourself on fire.
And that's what you wanted. Let him burn. Let him live out his dream of lighting himself on fire.
Right. And like,
we'll put this on screen. There you
I
go.
Don't know if that was his dream, Ross, per se. It was probably more of the protest or the message
he
behind
has,
it.
He has stuff on there, though, right? He has like burn.
No,
burn
I think
protect.
That's just the accelerant.
Yeah, it's the accelerant. That's the gasoline. What? So he's screaming at his own arm as if he's shocked by it. Okay. That's the other part of this. And all I wrote was let him burn. That is clearly what he wanted. And this has happened. So you see the fire next to his shoe down there, Jesse?
Yeah.
So it looks like he just poured lighter fluid on his arm, and that also caught the ground on fire there.
Okay.
But, yeah. I mean, that's... Let him burn. And that's all I wrote. That's what that guy wanted. Because if your goal was to light your arm on fire and then a bunch of people to put you out, what the fuck is that going to do? Like, if I'm security there, I let that motherfucker torch.
Yeah.
Just let him light up. Just let him be Human Torch and let him go. Let him be a member of the Fantastic Four. Right. Let him go, dude.
Right.
We don't need that fucking human on the face of this earth anyways.
Right.
So I'm all good with it, and clearly that's what he wanted, so fuck him. Let him burn, but now 20 days lowered in the feed, so what, you can't see a baby picture, folks? Like, it's not a fan page.
Yeah.
It's a personal page, so what the fuck? And that guy, yes, deserves to die.
Well,
I mean, just for lighting himself on fire, he deserves to die?
Yeah.
Well, I think...
If that's what he wanted, I mean,
no, I think
you don't set yourself on fire if you don't want to die.
I mean, honestly, I mean, that statement alone is false because a lot of people set themselves on fire.
A lot of magicians out there.
Yeah. And last stuntmen, you know, I mean, people
you guys,
do
I
set
can't,
themselves on fire
I can't
not wanting to die.
Keep defending you if you're going to fucking light yourselves on fire.
You're
okay?
All fucking idiots.
You're basically lighting
your
yourself on fire
morons.
Right now, and I can't come to the
Jesus
fucking thing.
Jesus Christ, all of your fucking
but
morons.
I think what the thing of it is like you light yourself on fire and now you want now you need everyone to come in and put you out, right? If you did that, you should have, he should have a way to put himself out, right? Did he?
I don't think he thought that through.
I think he slapped it out.
Certainly, he slapped it out.
Security
okay, so
wasn't
he put,
tackling the man on fire.
Sure,
right?
Yeah. And like going to help him. So right. I think the sentiment of let him burn was probably thinking.
I'm on board with
because they
that.
Didn't think he was going to die. It was on his arm, and you put a blanket on it, and it's out.
It was so, like that prisoner that I was listening to on Rogan, where the guy had to kill that other guy, and the guards just let it happen in the huge circle. And afterwards, he was like, yo, what the fuck, man? That was like 20 minutes. And then I had to choke this guy out and kill him. And they were like, well, we wanted him dead. So it, rather it be you than us, and then we'll move you to a better prison after that. Thanks.
Right.
So that's the way I feel about this guy. Like, if I'm the security, let that motherfucker burn. Why would I want to catch
on fire?
I
think I would just like walk slowly towards it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to help. Oh, and like a trip or like a slowly walking, like I'm doing my job, but, and I'll make sure you don't die. But like, what is this? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. What is it? By the way, J-Lo and Ben Affleck, Trouble in Paradise, Jabes.
I mean...
She's crying. There's a lot of tears, a lot of arguments right now, and shit's getting wild. This is according to Radar, so do whatever you want with this info.
Okay, that's what I was saying, is like, she's very good because it does not come up anywhere.
Yep.
Okay.
And so what they're saying is behind the scenes... and you'll really appreciate this story more than anyone because you've talked about it before in the past.
I'm sure I have opinions about these two.
She, according to Radar Online, has said, or not, she didn't say, but she pretended to be the perfect wife, a totally different person, not a workaholic, not a thing. Like, she was going to be a loving mom and wife to this new blended family with his kids, her kids. She wasn't going to be as busy and all the things.
Sure.
Didn't mind him smoking and drinking. And then the second they get married, she wanted to change all of his clothes, throw out all of his wardrobe, put a new wardrobe in there, got rid of his motorcycle collection when he was out of town, had it stored somewhere else, like off the property in some warehouse.
Who's speaking out about this? Someone close to him or him?
A close source.
Okay.
We don't know. The other part of this is the smoking, which Ben loves heaters.
Oof, okay, I'm with you, Ben.
He's 50, right?
Sure.
He's not quitting at this point. Nobody quits at 50.
No.
You keep going on that journey the rest of your life.
Especially when you've been keeping it going for this long, despite any stigma, anything, whatever. I mean, he has been constantly, without stopping, smoking sticks.
Oh,
for years.
For
I would say
years,
probably
dude.
20 at this point. 20 years.
More than that? He was in Good Will Hunting at what age?
20-something, yeah.
Yeah, dude. He's been smoking since before he got his high school diploma.
Okay, thank easily. You. Yeah, no, you're
easily.
Right.
I mean, you're probably looking at 32 years now at this point, at a minimum.
It's crazy that he looks as good as he does that. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Sometimes you get leathered. Sometimes you get sort of like mummified, preserved.
Exactly.
Oh.
You know, pickled.
Yeah. Pickled. So anyways, he feels like he was bamboozled on the whole deal, and it's just like, fuck you. And I guess according to the source, he's smoking more than ever. And they were like, he's at like 2 packs a day just to do it, like in front of her and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And there's trouble in paradise, Jabes. So I don't think this is going to last. Over under on my bookie is probably going to be 2 years on this thing.
Yeah.
Is what it's looking like. I guess when they were in Europe, he was doing a press event together or whatever, and she was like, hey, I'm going to stay behind because I got some work people to meet with for some perfume or fashion thing.
Mm.
And he was like, we were supposed to go back together. And she was like, yeah, you go back. I'll be back in like a week or 8 days. So,
okay.
Yeah. Do a lot of women do this?
Do what?
Pre-marriage.
Pretend to be...
Yeah, like the best version of themselves.
For sure, I think everyone does. Not to that extreme, but yeah. 100%.
Okay. All
right. I think I even like pretended to like football.
Dude, looking back at it, yes, you did. You had like an Ohio State thing on your face and you did the whole face paint. You did all the things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think I pretended to like Dave Matthews. But, you know,
you don't like
it wasn't pretending. It was like you know, we didn't have kids. Going to a game, I'll go anywhere with like drinks and food and fun time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that was not pretending.
Yeah.
It was the world of like the constant football and the, you know, having to do stuff with kids and the whatever.
Sure.
That changes it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I wasn't pretending. I just didn't know what that looked like.
Sure.
Down the road.
And 11 years later, there's only been more football added night by night.
Exactly. Exactly. So like, when I was liking it,
it was a Sunday.
It was a Sunday party. We're at a friend's house. We're going to the actual game. We're going to a bar.
Yeah.
And watching it there and having wings and shit. All of that. I'm like, yes, still into that, by the way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, because that's not that then the football doesn't even matter. It's when it's in your home and there's nowhere to go.
There's nowhere to go, and there's no cheering, and there's no other people. There's no one serving me.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
100%.
That's when it changes.
It's the same thing with like a music festival. Like if someone was like, dude, I don't want to go to ACL really ever, kind of, but if someone gave me tickets, I'd be like, yeah, because even though I don't care about a single fucking artist here, I'm just going to get drunk. I'm just going to a place to drink.
It's going to have more of the things I like than the things that I don't like, right? And that'll outweigh it.
Isn't ACL this weekend, by the way?
Next weekend.
Who is it? Who's playing? Do we know?
You got the Chicks.
The Chicks.
Oh, God. That's right. Did they take Dixie out of there?
Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Yeah, Red Hot Chili Peppers is the headliner. Right.
Okay.
And then the Chicks, they took out Dixie. So it's just the Chicks.
Yes,
and
that's
Chicks.
Been a while.
Which sounds even worse. Because then it's just like, all right.
I just think it's more accurate.
Now, do you guys think you'll be here, like living in Austin in 16, 15 years?
No, absolutely not.
Let's say you are.
If things go horribly wrong. Yeah,
let's say you are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You should go to ACL to see Birdie's horrible future.
Why?
Showing up in one outfit, taking it all off, and wearing basically nothing around grown adults who are shit-faced. And
ACL's a wild crowd because it's anywhere from like 14 to 80, because there's a bunch of like old hippies.
Okay.
Like Delco's mom's going.
Yeah, my mom's going.
Are you to ACL?
Yeah, this weekend.
She's flying down.
Just to go to the concert?
And then there'll be high school girls, and then it's just going to be
mix.
Right.
That's strange.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
But right. I guess, think about Coachella right now. Like 100%, I think that's
yeah,
that vibe.
That's what it's turned
there's
into.
There's kids,
for sure.
And then there's, Orlando
dudes
Bloom.
Dudes in their 60s, yeah. Yeah.
I guess so. Dorky and shit.
Yeah, it's turned into more of an event versus, because you can't afford it. Like, how much are tickets to the ACL? Because Coachella tickets are like $500.
ACL tickets for a wristband, I think when they go out, they're like $300, $350.
And that's for like all three.
Is that Gen Pop?
All 3 days, Gen Pop. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's.
All right. That's not. That's still
not horrible.
It's
yeah,
not
but
terrible.
But then resell closer to the event, obviously.
Transportation, like yeah.
But it's the same thing that happens like with airline travel. They make Gen Pop so miserable that you have to buy.
Yeah. All
like
the
a VIP in order
there
to.
There are
like,
free shuttles though around town.
Oh, there
okay.
is.
There's
okay.
buses that you can go to.
And yeah, because that Uber ride home is going to be brutal. That's going to be $118.
So that's the point. Is like the shuttles take you kind of farther out so that you can Uber, and it's not like. How that one game was where you're trying to get home.
Yeah.
So it kind of like takes you to places that you can actually get
Ubers from?
In Uber.
Okay. Right. That's what Atlanta had to do towards the end.
Right.
Like when they were exploding like this, and then they put in MARTA that was going downtown and everything, you had to get on a train and then get off at a station and then call an Uber or cab whatever it is to get the fuck out of there. And you had to go somewhere. You got caught in it with me when the electricity went out. And remember Hartsfield Airport?
Oh, yeah. God.
That was the craziest shit of all time. We had to get you out of there. You were pregnant. And I was like, well, if we get on this train and then just take it to Midtown, at least we can work our way out of there. And that's exactly what you had to do. Yeah. And I think that's eventually what will happen here with this town is it's just growing too big.
Yeah, we're going to need like a park and ride type of sitch or something.
Well, I mean, you see what's going in with the highways and all that stuff down here where it's just like, I did not, because, I mean, this has been going on for, the last year, I guess, down by the Y, and, like, where 71 meets 290.
Yes.
Right there. Yes. But it appears as if they're putting ramps and, like, exits and shit where you're just like, oh,
Yeah.
We are going to live off a high. Everybody's going to live off an exit on a highway there.
Which no, is it's how- just that, like, the two places are growing, right?
Right.
So now it's like you have a tiny road that connects, like, two huge, because Dripping Springs and all of this is coming up.
Yep.
And then you have Austin. So it's like we can no longer have the little road that goes into the country.
And that's
you know
what happened
what I
mean? To Atlanta back yeah, yeah, in the yeah. day, where it was just, I go back there and I don't even recognize it. Where they call it Spaghetti Junction because there's like 19 highways now on top of each other, and it's a fuck all. Like I don't think I've ever not gotten
Sounds
lost
delicious.
On that. Yeah, it is.
Spaghetti Highway.
Spaghetti Junction. Yeah,
I'll go on that highway.
It's great. Nashville's going through this too. We were just in Nashville,
right?
And my God, dude, you can't get rental cars. They don't have enough rental cars at the airport anymore. So if you don't get them 2 weeks in advance, you're yeah. fucked. I talked to somebody else about this, and he was like, hey, I didn't know the rental car thing. And I was like, what'd you end up doing? And he goes, I had to go and get a U-Haul, like a small
oh, yeah.
U-Haul, and then drive to all of his business meetings.
Yeah.
And he said he had to put somebody in the U-Haul with him. And he goes, it was a client. And he goes, I really didn't have a choice. And
he's probably like, genius, crafty. That's fine. But I think I heard something about Nashville either surpassing us as far as like Austin in growth or
yeah.
right on par. It's one of those.
Well, the difference is with Austin, they don't have the housing yet. So, I mean, they're still building. Like Bob just got a new build
right.
Out there. But, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, none of that even existed. So they don't have enough housing here. And I know Elon Musk, circle back to that. He was bitching
Please.
About it as far as Tesla goes. So where that factory is downtown, he's actually building apartments and stuff so you can walk to work. And, you actually know them. Homegirl, who's doing it? They're putting a brewery in there. They're putting like a little mall and like a, you know, food, restaurants, all that other stuff.
I know them?
Yeah.
Over at St. Elmo?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the woman. I'm not going to say who it is on
so
air.
So another okay. large
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. residential
Got it.
Complex yep. with stuff in the bottom, just like
live, work, play type shit,
okay.
right? LA is doing it. They're digging up everything, building those live, work, plays as well.
Okay.
But LA, you're out of space to build.
Right.
So that's why the traffic is so miserable in that city. Here, you still have a ways to go out in Austin. Nashville, at least the infrastructure is built highway-wise, where you're like, all right, great. Those highways were always there. But the problem is you've got to live like, you know, 40 minutes out and drive on a highway to get out of town down there.
Right.
So, and then one shitty neighborhood is next to a great neighborhood. And until they can kind of figure all that out, there's going to be issues in that city as well. So it's all fun, you know? So
yeah.
It's a long way to answer a question. But yeah, if we're living here in 15, 16 years, it's a hard no.
Don't let Birdie go to ACL.
No.
That's all I'm going to say.
Also, none of us should be in Austin in 15 years.
No. I mean, I can't imagine what the fuck it's going to be like then.
Well, look, we've got the interesting part is we got midterms coming up here. We have a live show all night long. You'll be here. Everybody will be here on November 8th.
Oh, yeah.
We're doing it all nights, booze, all the fun stuff going live for it. But I was watching one of these campaign videos, and we'll show one here in a second that I put on Instagram last night. I was watching one of these campaign videos for wheelchair. Governor Abbott, and he in his, this is the first time I've ever heard this mentioned in a political campaign, was that he's fighting for property taxes and lower property taxes.
Right.
So that's the first time it's been mentioned of like, hey, dude, this
yeah.
is this is starting to get fucking real. So
yeah,
it's the highest property taxes in the country right now.
Exactly.
It's the dirty little secret that nobody wants to talk about Texas. So
right.
Yeah. Funniest campaign video I've seen in a while. Pop up my Instagram, Bob, at STJames, STJames.
Another
real quick.
One.
Yeah, just a quick ad to leave us with here. There we go. This is in Louisiana, and it's really funny. So let's see. Pop this open here.
Cool.
You hate cops just because of the cops. The next time you get in trouble, call my crackhead. I'm John Kennedy, and I approve this message.
Thank you. Thank you. If you hate cops,
so,
just to hate cops, call a crackhead.
If next time you're in trouble, call a crackhead. It's the delivery and the accent and everything. I mean, the
he really spits it.
Yeah, yeah.
Call a crackhead.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like there's a lot of things that that go into it. I mean, it's a simple concept, but
yeah, sure is.
Not revolutionary, right? But
no.
The way that he's doing it.
Yeah.
He might turn some votes.
He might. Go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also go to Spotify. It's just a 5-star. And then you can walk away. You don't have to leave a review. It's literally all the advertisers care about, and I'm tired of saying it. You know, we got to get us over, I think, 2,000 reviews. We're getting close, and they care. If I hear it one more time in one of these calls, dude, I'm going to lose my shit.
That what?
Can you ask for reviews? Don't forget to ask for reviews. We need more reviews. I'm like, dude, why does the review matter? But that's every site, though, I guess.
Yes.
Everybody's, you buy one product, Domino's. Can you go and review the app?
Yes.
No, dude, I don't want to review I got the fucking pizza. We're good. So I know it's the same
that's
thing with us.
That's my gripe
and
with
sorry.
Uber Eats is like you get your stuff and then you get like 20 texts after. How was the food? How was the service? Can you rate?
Yeah.
Thanks for the tip. I'm like, bro, like we're done.
Yeah.
We're done with dinner. Stop texting me.
Yes, we're done with all this shit. We're done.
The transaction's over.
Yeah. Thanks for tuning in, kids. We'll see you on Thursday morning. Tomorrow could be the big day. I could be bringing in Aaron Judge's record-setting home run on the show Thursday. The game is Wednesday, so we'll see.
Should we say on Thursday that we're going a little later or just kind of let people find it?
We have a guest that is coming on to do a New York Yankee, I think. I hate to...
We'll see. I'm just saying
No, that's fine.
We'll be a little bit later,
To do a preview show for baseball. So RPR might go at 1 on Thursday, TBD. Obviously, if Homeboy doesn't show, then he doesn't show. But we'll see. You never know. It's hit and miss with these fucking people. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
He's been on before, and I love him, so I don't think he would, but you never know. For Jesse Wiseman, a.k.a. The Jables, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Revolucion. Buenos tardes, everyone.
Good afternoon.